Hirschman, Chaim. Chaim Hirschman was a Polish Jew presumably deported to the Belzec camp in September 1942, where he stayed until the camp was dissolved. On 19 March 1946, he made a deposition about his alleged experiences there, in front of a Jewish historical commission. His text is very short, and merely claims that deportees were killed in quote-unquote, the gas chamber. He does not describe it in any more detail. Hirschman was murdered a short while later, hence could not testify in any more detail. Here are a few peculiar claims in his short text. He mentions having led deportees, quote, to the furnaces, unquote, although Belzec never had any furnaces. He did not mention anything about the burning of corpses on pyres. The door, singular, of the gas chamber, singular, allegedly closed automatically, although no automatic mechanism is mentioned by anyone else for the claimed 3, and later 6, gas chambers. The corpses were only shorn after the execution, although everyone else insists that this happened before the execution. He claims to have found his wife among the murdered victims and had to cut off her hair, yet his wife testified after the war, after he had been murdered, reiterating what her husband had allegedly told her. Hirschman's wife Pola had little to add from hearsay to her former husband's account, among them the unique atrocity claim that children up to 3 years of age were buried alive in a pit. Therefore, these two meager testimonies merely echo the black propaganda circulating about Belzec at that time. For more, see Matonio 2021e, pages 58-60.